"You've reached the end of this defensive system. Located at the bottom of the wooded slope, this bunker is equipped with an access tunnel with firing slits still in excellent condition and a flight of steps in the upper section. Being further on and in a dominant position on a line containing the other bunkers, this position performed lateral defensive functions on the southern edge of the defenses. From here, a series of footpaths now concealed by vegetation enabled soldiers to climb up to Dosso di Fobbia, where, on the ridge which separates the Malgaside Valley from the Camonica Valley, the defensive work was distributed across three successive altitude levels, making up the fully trenched in positions which dominated Edolo town and was equipped with many caves used as shelters, tunnels and artillery positions. On the opposite slope, just past a highly visible timber workshop above the state road, a further three bunkers built on the rocky escarpment dominated by the Brescia-Edolo rail line completed the northern edge of the defensive system. These buildings were all served by an access tunnel carved into the rock in an L shape to block fragments of shell from getting through. To enable the defensive system to continue, in the Olio River area, a bridge, probably made of wood, was added with concrete supports which are still visible. It was thus a complex defensive structure of particular military interest. Listen now to the testimony of Army Chaplain Ricardo Pampuri, later canonized, who was called on to lend his support to the Malano Advance Hospital in the last months of the year. In a letter sent to his family members, he described his stay there thus: "A quiet village in a very pretty valley where everything is beautiful and everything, from the green and luxuriant chestnut groves along the sides of the mountains to the little villages hanging from the steep slopes under the gentle protection of small white churches to the bold peaks turned golden by the last rays of dying sun, really everything speaks volumes of the infinite power of the divine Creator and His infinite goodness."